The epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 12. Brethren, we have different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that rule with carefulness, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of the brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord God, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessity of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2. At that time there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited, and his disciples to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, They have no wine. And Jesus saith to her, Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purification of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, Draw out now and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it, and when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calleth the bridegroom and saith to him, Every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have drunk freely, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited with his disciples. Words taken from the gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there are 2 short stories that are related about Our Lady's intercession that I would like to share with you this morning. These stories were originally contained in a book written about the life, death, and glory of St. Louis, the King of France. And so they both center around the life of a knight. In the first story, there was a greedy and unfortunate knight who had so far lost himself that he would do anything to amass a great fortune. Unhappily for him, the devil was permitted to appear to him and to foster this mania. The devil actually convinced the man to enter a contract whereby the devil would give him a vast fortune if he would only deliver his beloved wife over to the devil at a certain time and in a certain place. Well, as the man was on his way to the meeting place, they passed a chapel, he and his wife, and the chapel was dedicated to the Blessed Virgin. Being a good and devout woman, the wife asked for some time to stop and say a short prayer inside the chapel. As this good lady entered into the chapel, her now diabolical husband stood on the outside. Immediately, she seemed to exit the chapel after saying a prayer and to accompany him to the meeting. Imagine the man's great remorse and his ultimate conversion when the devil finally appeared, but was horrified and enraged at the broken contract. For you see, as soon as the true wife entered into the chapel, Our Lady herself took on the form of this woman, and she exited the chapel, and thus she rebuked the devil for his audacity in bringing about such a contract. And so, as this man went to meet with the devil, it was not his wife at his side, but it was the Mother of God herself, whom this good wife had had such a tender and constant devotion. There was at this same time another knight who was a truly good man. He was very devoted to Our Lady. He was making his way, they say, to an honest and just tournament, but he knew that he would need some help if he was going to be victorious. Well, on the way to this jousting tournament, he also stopped to pray to Our Lady. He found a church with, of course, a statue of Our Lady inside, and there he knelt to pray for protection and success. It is said that while he was in prayer, he lost track of time. So Our Lady herself donned his armor. She entered the tournament, won the first prize for her servant, and brought it back to him in the chapel while he was lost in prayer, all alone in that chapel. As amazing and extraordinary as these two events are, my dear friends, they simply reiterate for us the same truth that we learn in today's gospel. When we pray to our Blessed Mother with confidence, perseverance, and resignation, there is nothing that she can't accomplish. In the gospel today, we read of an unfortunate couple that was really an embarrassing situation. See, at the time it was the custom among the Jewish people that for several days after a marriage, the couple would invite their friends and their families each night to a wedding supper at the end of each day. It was thus necessary to have provisions not only for a number of people, but even for a number of days. And St. John tells us that sometime in the midst of this celebration and enjoyment, the wine ran out on this couple. Certain commentators assure us that our Lord and our Lady waited till there was absolutely no wine left, so that there would be no confusion or no mistaking the miracle about to take place. We also know that the crowd must have been significant, since we know that not only were our Lord and our Lady there, but even our Lord's disciples were invited as well. But as unfortunate and as humiliating as this situation seemed to be, that young couple had made the perfect preparation for any event. They had invited Our Lady to attend. St. John wrote in the Gospel, the Mother of Jesus was there. They had invited Our Lady into their lives, especially into their festivities, without anything but her company being requested. And she would take care of matters from there. She would help when no one else could. In the two amazing stories of the knights, we learn that Our Lady took upon the appearance, as it were, of two separate knights in order to help them. And this is the same thing she did at Cana, and it's the same thing that she does for us. She stands before the throne of Almighty God in our place, as it were. And there, representing us, she asks for the graces we need. The first graces that she requests are always that we know, love, and serve God better, so that we may be happy with Him forever in heaven one day. But let us be supremely confident then that if we constantly are in communication with Our Lady, if we are constantly praying to her, not only in our times of need, but also in our times of joy and thanksgiving, she will take it upon herself to become the stewardess of our affairs. If, for instance, we are in the habit of daily praying the rosary with attention and devotion, we can and we should expect her help in all things. She will stand in our place, representing us, just as she did when she asked her son for wine at Cana, just as she did when the devil was about to take the good wife of a man, and just as she did in that jousting tournament. You know, we often speak of Our Lady's virtues, which were, of course, without comparison, even among the greatest saints of the Church. But when we see Our Lady at the wedding feast of Cana, when we see her winning a jousting tournament, and when we see her sending Lucifer back to his eternal misery, it comes home to us just how powerful our Blessed Mother is. There is nothing that she can't do, because she does all through the aid of her divine Son. We know that for God, nothing is hard or impossible to Him. And we can say the same for Our Lady. In virtue of her divine motherhood, nothing is hard or impossible for our Blessed Mother. Nothing is hard or impossible when it comes to her answering the prayers of her beloved and devoted children. So I encourage you then today, my dear friends, to continue in your prayers to Our Lady every day. Pray as you keep in mind the words of St. Alphonsus, who told us, "Pray, pray, and never cease to pray." For, he continues, "If you pray, your salvation is secure. But if you cease to pray, your damnation is just as certain." What a sobering truth this is, to realize that the difference between eternal life and eternal death rests on the balance of whether or not we will pray. And how wonderful is our Blessed Mother to sweeten this proposition, as it were, by giving us so many reasons to be confident and so many reasons to fly to her intercession in our daily prayers. It would be impossible to count how many times in the past 20 centuries since the wedding feast of Cana, Our Lady has miraculously and unexpectedly come to the aid of those who pray to her in times of need. With her sweet intercession ever before our eyes, let us persevere in praying to her in all of our necessities with confidence, so that, as St. Alphonsus promises, our salvation will be secure. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.